Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
Well, cattle producers, your next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming Thursday, January 27th. It'll be broadcast live from their auction studios in Hudson Oaks, Texas. You'll see it on SLA TV, Dish Network Channel 997, and SuperiorClickToBid.com. Superior Sunrise will start at 7:30. The video auction, 8 a.m. Central Time on the 27th. 23,560 head on offer, 8,100 feeder steers, 4,200 feeder heifers, 9,300 weaned calves, as well as calves on cows, some beef dairy crosses, and bred stock as well. If you'd like to know the estimated time a lot will sell, or to preview the video on a specific lot, go to SuperiorLivestock.com. For more information, you can call 800-422-2117. Remember, the next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming Thursday, January 27th. You don't want to miss it. At Superior Livestock, we bring the market to you.
Well, the cattle complex gapped lower at the open, did not look back. The positive aspect was that live cattle futures closed a dollar off their lows, with feeder cattle about $2 off their lows. Futures moved as expected in reaction to the cattle on feed report, which showed higher numbers than expected in the third consecutive month of higher placements. With more cattle and higher weights, it'll take some time for these to work through the system. There were no bids or offers placed yesterday, providing no indication of potential cash for the week. Hogs continue to roll higher for contracts in the first half of the year. Spread trading was evident with the June contract, the recipient of the greatest buying interest. This pushed futures over $106 for a time, but ended up closing just shy of the level at $105.95. The combination of $3 higher cash on the National Direct afternoon report and cutouts increasing $2.37 kept support under the market through the first half of the year. Packers being aggressive at the beginning of the week bodes well for cash today, as good demand and increasing slaughter pace needs to be satisfied. On the grains, March canned city wheat's trading 9.5 cents higher early today, following the lead of French wheat trading over 2% higher this morning. Wheat prices continue to show the most obvious and direct support from Russian troops threatening Ukraine. In fact, prolonging the time of not knowing what might happen may even be more bullish for wheat prices than an actual invasion, as it keeps traders in limbo in a highly uncertain situation. The current standoff could last a long time, or an invasion could take place, or the whole thing could just unravel with one diplomatic agreement. The potential risk for wheat prices is significant, but until more is known about President Putin's intentions, the market remains in the dark. March corn is trading down a quarter cent early today, near its highest prices in 7 months, with bullish influence from higher wheat prices and concern about Russia's intentions for Ukraine. We're going to check futures in just a moment.
Hey, cattle producers, your next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming Thursday, January 27th. It'll be broadcast live on Dish Network Channel 997, SLA TV, and SuperiorClickToBid.com. The sale starts 8 a.m. Central Time. 23,500 head will be sold, 8,100 feeder steers, 4,200 feeder heifers, and 9,300 weaned calves on offer. For details about the cattle selling, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or give them a call, 800-422-2117.
Livestock futures, February live cattle down $1.60 at $136.32 yesterday. April down $2.02, $140.07. March feeder cattle down $2.05, $161.25. April's down $1.75 at $166.37. February hogs up 12 cents, $86.32. And April up 37 cents, $95.32. Kansas City wheat, March up 24 and three quarters, $8.18. May's up 24 and a quarter at $8.20 and a half. Chicago wheat, March up 20 and a half, $8.50. May's up 19 and a quarter at $8.04. March corn up 4 3/4, $6.21. May's up 3 1/2, $6.17 and a half. March soybeans down 11 and a quarter, $14.03. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.